Hello, this is my Easter Day Diary for Sunday, April the 16th, 2017. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Well, we made it. The Lenten journey is a journey not for the faint-hearted. We began our journey to Easter Day all the way back on Ash Wednesday. And while Lent is not the longest season of the church year, I think I would argue that it is one of the most intense, if not the most intense, season that we observe in the church year. It is physically and emotionally and spiritually draining to trudge through Lent. And yet, Lent gives us the annual opportunity to what I would call, or what I would say, set our spiritual reset button, reorder our lives, repent and return to the Lord. Remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Ask for forgiveness for the evil we have done and the evil that has been done on our behalf. There are many opportunities to reground ourselves in the faith of the church through the season of Lent. And then Holy Week, the octave between Palm Sunday and Easter Day, has its own particular sort of intensity as we move through in word and action the passion of Jesus and his final week before his death and resurrection. I'm recording this diary entry in the parish hall of Trinity Church in mid-afternoon on Easter Day, after a week with so much buzzing activity and so much hubbub as countless people prepared for all that would happen during the days between Maundy Thursday and this morning. It's pretty quiet. I'm grateful for all of the people who spent so much time to do all of the preparations to make our commemorations and today's celebration so meaningful to the people who were able to attend. One of the challenges of Easter Day and the season beyond it is that after so much emotional intensity poured into Lent and then focused in Holy Week, we can view Easter Day as the end of something as opposed to the beginning. And today is the beginning of the great 50 days from now until the day of Pentecost on June the 11th. The church will celebrate in a very focused fashion the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. This is not the time to slide slowly into summer planning. Rather, it's the time to feast upon the riches of the resurrection, to reflect on how we as the church are called to live a resurrection life, how we are called to mirror the risen Lord in the world. So our work is not done because Easter Day is here. We are now invited to follow the risen Lord into the world. The church says that Jesus broke death's bonds and is now loose in the world, going to whomever and wherever he chooses. We, as his body and blood, as his community of faith, we are set loose to be in the world as well, to embody the risen life of Christ. It's a tall order, and we can't do it on our own. We need one another. We need the help of God's Holy Spirit. We need the support of the church, and we need to remember that we do not have to do our ministries, our service, our worship alone. we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses across time to assist us in that task. Welcome to Easter. I trust it will be a life-giving season for you. I thought, as I did for yesterday's entry, that instead of commenting on the psalm appointed for today, I would simply read it and then offer a closing prayer as we begin the Easter season. This is from Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all you angels of His. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He made them stand fast forever and ever. He gave them a law which shall not pass away. He has raised up strength for His people and praise for all His loyal servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah indeed. Happy Easter. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made Himself known to His disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold Him in all His redeeming work, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.